Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range, my weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 472. We will be finishing the book of Hebrews today with chapters 10, 11, 12, and 13. There are some notes, but not as many as in the other chapters. And we'll get into this. My website is www.pastor-steve.com in case anybody's missed any of my shows. My wake-up call shows there, and word-for-word shows there, and posts and stuff for sale, and links to other two seed line sites, and all in all, it's a nice little website. I'm real happy with it, and it sure does get a lot of use. I get a lot of downloads and a lot of listens, a lot of stuff on there that's very pertinent as things are heating up in the world here. People are turning to the scriptures, which is what is necessary. We're going to see a lot more of it, I think. Praise Yahweh. Let's get into chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews here. I will be reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. And any changes as far as names, etc., are not necessary, because it is a sacred name Bible. They don't have Gawad and Laward and all of that. They have Yahweh and Yahshua. So, yep, I like that. I got the big print version. I have several copies, so when people come over and we're doing studies, I can share. Okay, chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews, verse 1. For the Torah, having a shadow of the good to come, and not the image itself of the matters, was never able to make perfect those who draw near with the same slaughter offerings which they offer continually year by year. Okay, it is a shadow of the promise of Yeshua Messiah. The Torah had animal sacrifices. Now we no longer need to have them because Yeshua is the perfect sacrifice. We don't have to do it year by year, as it says in verse 1 here. Verse 2, otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered? Because those who served, once cleansed, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those is a reminder of sins year by year. Verse 4, pay attention to this. For it is impossible for blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. It just covers them over for a year, okay? Verse 5, 6, and 7, Psalms chapter 40, Psalms 40, verses 6 through 8. 5, 6, and 7, Psalms 40, 6 through 8. Verse 5, therefore, coming into the world, he says, slaughtering and meal offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Verse 6, in ascending offerings and for sin you did not delight. Verse 7, then I said, see, I come, and the roll of the book it has been written concerning me, to do your desire, O Elohim. Okay. Verse 8, reference Psalm 40, verse 6, just verse 6. Verse 8, saying above, slaughter and meal offering and ascending offerings, and for sin you did not desire nor delighted in, which are offered according to the Torah. Verse 9, you can reference Psalm 40, verse 8. Psalm 40, verse 8. Then he said, see, I come to do your desire, O Elohim. He takes away the first to establish the second. Okay, tick. He fulfilled the first. No more need for animal sacrifice. He established the second sacrifice, which was of himself. And that covers over sins for all time, if you partake of that covenant. And if you go by the rules of that covenant. When you make a covenant, there are rules that go along with it. Well, You need to be obedient to those rules. You just don't say, oh, I believe, and then just go on doing whatever you feel like. That does not cut it, okay? Verse 10 of chapter 10. Let me get a drink of coffee here. I got a little froggy in my throat. Oh, yeah. Verse 10, by that desire we have been set apart. In other words, made holy, set apart through the offering of the body of Yeshua Messiah once for all. In other words, it was a perfect sacrifice, not an imperfect one like bulls and goats. And it did the job Okay? That sacrifice took care of all those of Israel that wanted to partake of that covenant, the new covenant. All right, this is not the New Testament. This is the story of the new covenant, the Berit Kadasha. Verse 11 of chapter 10, you can reference Exodus chapter 29, verse 38. Exodus 29, 38. And indeed, every priest stands day by day doing service and repeatedly offering the same slaughter, which are never able to take away sins. Verses 12 and 13. Verses 12 and 13, Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 110, verse 1. But he, that's speaking of Yeshua, having offered one slaughter for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of Elohim. He fulfilled the need for all those sacrifices because bull and goat blood was imperfect. His blood was perfect and was divine. So that did a much better job than bulls and goats. Verse 12, but he, having offered one slaughter for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of Elohim. Verse 13, waiting from that time onward until his enemies are made a footstool for his feet. Now that is where Psalm 110, verse 1 comes in. Verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are being set apart. Okay, those who are being set apart, those of Israel that choose to take part in this new covenant. Verse 15, and the set-apart spirit also witnesses to us, for after having said before, verse 16, you can reference Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, Jeremiah 31, 33, and Hebrews 8, verses 8 through 12, Hebrews 8, 8 through 12, verse 16. This is the covenant that I shall make with them after those days, says Yahweh, giving my laws into their hearts and in their minds I shall write them. Verse 17, and their sins and their lawlessness I shall remember no more. And you can reference Jeremiah 31, 34 for that. Jeremiah 31, 34. Put his laws into our hearts. We naturally want to be obedient. The Holy Spirit has drawn us that are of the remnant, those that really want to be with Yahweh, and they're in our hearts. We know right from wrong. And in their minds, we think about them. And we know when we're doing right, and we know when we're doing wrong. Verse 18. Now, where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer a slaughter for sin. It's been taken care of. It's done for all time, if you're part of the covenant. Verse 19. So, brothers, having boldness to enter into the set-apart place by the blood of Yeshua, verse 20, by a new and living way, which he instituted for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. Remember, the veil was ripped when he finally gave up his spirit on the stake. It ripped that veil and opened that Holy of Holies to those of Israel that would come in through that covenant. That was a symbolism of that. Verse 21, and having a high priest over the house of Elohim, he is the priest of the order of Melchizedek. Verse 22, reference Leviticus chapter 8, verse 30. Leviticus 8, verse 30, and Ezekiel 36, verse 25. Ezekiel 36, 25. Here's verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart. With a true heart. In completeness of belief, having our hearts sprinkled from a wicked conscience and our bodies washed in clean water. Bodies washed in clean water. That's the Ezekiel 36:25 part. Verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our expectation without yielding, for he who promised is trustworthy. In other words, stay in the faith and stay strong. Verse 24, and let us be concerned for one another in order to stir up love and good works. Reference Matthew 16, verse 27, Matthew 16, 27. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging, and so much more as you see the day coming near. Wherever we can, we need to assemble in a congregation. And where we can't, you just have to do it in your home. We're scattered out all over the place, like a lot of us are. I mean, we're spread thin in some areas. I would love to fellowship on the Sabbath, but there's nobody around here but me, and I can't travel all that far. I just can't. Not at my age and with my restrictions. You know, I've got a scooter, thanks to Brother Patrick, but it's real cold outside. Real cold. And I, actually, in my area, I don't know any other dentists to assemble with. So, I do what I can. Verse 26. For if we sin purposely after we have received the knowledge of truth, there no longer remains a slaughter for sins. You can also reference chapter 6, verse 6. Verse 27. But some fearsome anticipation of judgment and a fierce fire which is about to consume the opponents. Opponents of who? Opponents of Yahweh. Reference Isaiah chapter 26, verse 11. Isaiah 26, 11. And that type of sinning is in contrast with sinning ignorantly. It's oh, I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to sleep with my neighbor's wife. Well, oh well. Verse 28. And for verse 28, reference Deuteronomy. Chapter 17, verse 6, and chapter 19, verse 15. Deuteronomy 17:6, And 19:15, verse 28, anyone who has disregarded the Torah of Moshe dies without compassion on the witness of two or three witnesses. Verse 29, you can reference Exodus chapter 24, verse 8. Exodus 24, verse 8. How much worse punishment do you think shall he deserve who has trampled the son of Elohim underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was set apart as common, and insulted the spirit of favor? What do you think is going to happen to those that say, I believe in Jesus, and then goes and refutes him? Verse 30, for we know him who has said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay, says Yahweh. And again, Yahweh shall judge his people. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 35 and 36. Deuteronomy 32, verses 35 and 36. Verse 31 of chapter 10. It is fearsome to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. Verse 32. But remember the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. Verse 33. On the one hand, you were exposed to reproaches and pressures, and on the other hand, you became sharers with those who were so treated. Verse 34, for you sympathized with me in my chains, and you accepted with joy the seizure of your possessions, knowing that you have a better and a lasting possession for yourself in the heavens. They took your stuff, so they'll do all kinds of stuff to us these last days. Verse 35. Do not then lose your boldness, which has great reward. In other words, keep witnessing. That's what he's saying. Verse 36. For you have need of endurance. Keep on keeping on. Occupy until the end, even unto death. So that when you have done the desire of Elohim, you receive the promise. That's eternal life restored. Verse 37 and 38, you can reference Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Habakkuk 2, 3 and 4. Verse 37, for yet a little while he who is coming shall come and shall not delay. Verse 38, but the righteous shall live by belief, but if anyone draws back, my being has no pleasure in him. Verse 39. But we are not of those who draw back to destruction, but of belief to the preservation of life. The remnant are those that just keep on, no matter what comes. We don't lose our faith. We don't knuckle under. We don't say, I won't talk about Yahweh anymore. If that makes you angry, please just don't shoot me. Even unto death, I would proclaim Yahweh as they were pumping bullets into my body. Because I've been that close before, and I'm an old man, and I don't have anything to lose. I don't have anything to lose. And I'm so close to leaving this world all the time. Every day I wake up, I'm surprised. It's Yahweh's blessing. Believe me. That ends chapter 10 of Hebrews. Let's get into chapter 11. Verse 1. And belief is the substance of what is expected, the proof of what is not seen. The proof of what is not seen. if you get taken by the Spirit, other people can't see it. You can't whip it out like a box of cookies and say, look, look, look. That's not how it's done. Verse 2. Reference Sirach chapter 44, verses 10 through chapter 50, verse 21. That's Sirach 44, 10 through 50, 21. For by this the elders obtained witness. Verse 3. By belief, we understand that the ages were prepared by the word of Elohim, so that what is seen was not made of what is visible. He just spoke it, and it became. Reference Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Psalm 33, verses 6 and 9. And John chapter 1, verse 3. That's Genesis 1, 1, Psalm 33, 6 through 9, and John 1, verse 3. Verse 4. By belief, Habel, that's Abel, okay, offered to Elohim a greater slaughter than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Elohim witnessing of his gifts, and through it, having died, he was murdered, he still speaks. Reference Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 10. Genesis 4, verses 3 through 10. Verse 5. Reference Genesis 5, verse 24, Genesis 5:24. By belief, Hanok was translated so as not to see death, and was not found because Elohim had translated him. He took him up. He didn't even die the first death. Wow. For before his translation, he obtained witness that he pleased Elohim. Verse 6, but without belief it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to Elohim has to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. Verse 7, by belief, Noach, having been warned of what was yet unseen, having feared, prepared an ark to save his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to belief. Genesis chapter 6, verses 13 through 22. Genesis 6, verses 13 through 22. Verse 8, by belief, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he was about to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 5. Genesis 12, 1 through 5. Verse 9. By belief, he sojourned in the land of promise as a stranger, dwelling in tents with Yitzchak and Yaakov, the heirs with him of the same promise. Genesis 35, verse 27. Genesis 35, verse 27. Verse 10. For he was looking for the city having foundations, whose builder and maker is Elohim. Verse 11. By belief also, Sarah herself was enabled to conceive seed, And she bore a child when she was past the normal age, because she deemed him trustworthy who had promised. Yahweh said, you'll have a child. Genesis chapter 18, verses 11 through 14, and chapter 21, verse 2. Genesis 18, 11 through 14, and 21, 2. Verse 12. And so from one, and him as good as dead, were born as numerous as the stars of the heaven, as countless as the sand which is by the seashore. Genesis 15, verse 5. Genesis 22, verse 17. Genesis 32, verse 12. That's Genesis 15, 5, 22, 17, and 32, 12. Verse 13. In belief, all these died, not having received the promises, but seeing them from a distance, welcomed and embraced them, and confessed that they were aliens and strangers on the earth. Reference Genesis 23, verse 4. Genesis 23, 4. First Chronicles 29, verse 15. First Chronicles 29, 15. And Psalms 39, verse 12. Psalms 39, verse 12. We're aliens and strangers on the earth. We're from the heavens originally. That was our original homeland. Verse 14. For those who speak this way and make it clear that they seek a fatherland. Hail to the fatherland. Okay, the home of Israel. 15. And yet, if they had indeed kept remembering that place from which they had come out, the place from which they had come out, I told you, were from the heavens, they would have had the chance to return. Verse 16. But now they long for a better place, that is, a heavenly. Therefore, Elohim is not ashamed to be called their Elohim, for he has prepared a city for them. That's going to be the New Jerusalem, brothers and sisters. And only we of the remnant will be able to enter. That's ours, given to us by Yahweh the Father. Verses 17 through 19. 17, 18, and 19 reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 13, verse 12, chapter 13, verse 12, and chapter 17, verse 6. 13, 12, and 17, 6. And for verse 17 only, Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. Genesis 22, 1 through 14, verse 17. By belief, when he was tried, offered up Yitzchak, and he who had received the promises offered up his only brought forth son. Verse 18. Of whom it was said, in Yitzchak your seed shall be called Isaac, Isaac's sons, Zach's sons. Reference Genesis 21, verse 12. Genesis 21, verse 12, verse 19. Reckoning that Elohim was able to raise even from the dead, from which he received him back as a type. Verse 20. By belief, Yitzchak blessed Jacob and Esau concerning that which was to come. Reference Genesis 27, verses 27 through 29. Genesis 27, 27 through 29, and verse 39 and 40. 27 through 29, 39 and 40. Esau rejected it, though. Remember? Verse 21. By belief, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and did reverence on the top of his staff. Genesis chapter 47, verse 31. And chapter 48, verses 1 through 20. That's Genesis 47, 31. And 48, 1 through 20. Verse 22. By belief, Yosef, when he was dying, made mention of the outgoing of the children of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. Genesis chapter 50, verses 24 and 25. That's Genesis 50, verses 24 and 25, and Exodus chapter 13, verse 19. Verse 23. By belief, Moshe, having been born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a comely child and were not afraid of the sovereign's command to kill all the children. Reference Exodus 1, verse 22, and Exodus 2, verse 2. That's Exodus 1, 22, and 2, 2. Verse 24, by belief, Moshe, having become great, refused to be called the son of the daughter of the Pharaoh. Reference Exodus 2, verses 10 through 12. Exodus 2, 10 through 12. Verse 25, choosing rather to be afflicted with the people of Elohim, that's Israel, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a time. Reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 15, verse 2. For verse 25, 4th Maccabees 15, verse 2. Verse 26, deeming the reproach of Messiah greater riches than the treasures in Mitzrayim, for he was looking to the reward. Verse 27, by belief he left Mitzrayim, not fearing the wrath of the sovereign, for he was steadfast as seeing him who is invisible. Verse 28, by belief he performed the Pesach and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 through 30. Exodus 12, 21 through 30. Verse 29. By belief they passed through the Sea of Reeds as by a dry land. And when the Mitzrim tried it, they were drowned. Reference Exodus 14, verses 21 through 31. Exodus 14, 21 through 31. Verse 30. By belief, the walls of Jericho fell, having been surrounded for 7 days. Reference Joshua chapter 6. Verses 12 through 21. Joshua 6, 12 through 21. Verse 31. By belief, Rahab, and it has the whore here. That is incorrect. She was an innkeeper. She was not a whore. Rahab the innkeeper did not perish with those who did not believe, having received the spies with peace. Reference Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. and Joshua chapter 6, verses 23 through 25. Joshua 2, 1 through 21, and 6, 22 through 25. Verse 32. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to relate of Gideon and Barak and Shimshon and Yiftach, also of Dawid and Shemuel and the prophets. Verse 32, reference Judges. Chapter 4, verse 6, through chapter 5, verse 31. That's 4, 6, through 5, 31. Judges 6, 11, through 8, 32. 6, 11, that's through 8, 32. Chapter 11, 1, through chapter 12, 7. 11, 1, through 12, 7. Chapter 13. 13, verse 2 through 16, verse 31. 13, 2 through 16, 31. 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. 1 Samuel 16, 1. 1 Kings 2, verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 25, 1. 1 Samuel 1, 1 through 25, 1. Now that's just for verse 32. Verse 33. Who, through belief, overcame reigns, worked righteousnesses, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Reference Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 27. Daniel 6, 1 through 27. Verse 34. Quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became mighty in battle, put forth foreign armies to flight. Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 30. That's Daniel 3, 1 through 30. Verse 35. Reference 1 Kings 17, verses 17 through 24. 1 Kings 17, 17 through 24. 2 Kings 4, 25 through 37. 2 Kings 4, 25 through 37. 2 Maccabees 6, 18 through 7, 42. 2 Maccabees 6, 18 through 7, 42 for verse 35. Verse 35. Women received their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting release to obtain a better resurrection. Verse 36. Reference 1 Kings 22. Verses 26 and 27. 1 Kings 22, 26 and 27. 2 Chronicles 18. Verses 25 and 26. 2 Chronicles 18, 25 and 26. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 2. Jeremiah 20, verse 2. Jeremiah 37, 15 and 38, 6. Jeremiah 37, 15 and 38, 6. Verse 36, and others had trial of mockings and floggings and more, of chains and imprisonment. Verse 37. Verse 37, reference 2 Chronicles 24 through 21. 24 through 21. They were stoned, they were tried, they were sawn in two, they were slain with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being in need, afflicted, mistreated. Verse 38. Of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes of the earth. Verse 39. And having obtained witness through the belief, all these did not receive the promise. verse 40. Elohim, having provided what is better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Okay, that ends chapter 11. I don't know whether I can get 12 and 13 in today. We're going to go into chapter 12 now. And we'll see where we go. Chapter 12 is not that long. Neither is 13, but I only got about less than 15 minutes here. So I don't like to short the scriptures. I'll take it to another show if I have to. Chapter 12, verse 1. Reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 10, and chapter 14, verse 5. 4th Maccabees 6:10 and 14:5. We too, then, having so great a cloud of witnesses all around us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us. That's our lives. Okay. Verse 2, reference 4th Maccabees 11, verse 26. 4th Maccabees 11, verse 26. Looking to the prince and perfecter of our belief, Yahshua, who for the joy that was set before him endured the stake, having despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of Elohim. Verse 3. For consider him who endured such oppositions from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and faint in your lives. Just think of what he went through, and the little stuff we have to go through is nothing. Verse 4. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. They weren't going to kill him. You weren't dead yet. In other words, you haven't resisted unto blood. Verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 and 6. Reference Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. Proverbs 3, 11 and 12. And Job chapter 5, verse 17. Job 5, 17. Verse 5. And you have forgotten the appeal which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the discipline of Yahweh, nor faint when you are reproved by him. Verse 6. For whom Yahweh loves, he disciplines, and flogs every son whom he receives. We are tested in this world to see if we are true, if we really believe. Verse 7, listen to this. If you endure discipline, Elohim is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom a father does not discipline? Verse 8. But if you are without discipline, of which all have become sharers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. In other words, if you're living in this world, getting the benefits of this world, not being hammered on, the world's not persecuting you, you're doing the way of the world. You're not doing the way of Yahweh. Big difference. Verse 9. Moreover, we indeed had fathers of our flesh disciplining us, and we paid them respect. shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live? Verse 10. For they indeed disciplined us for a few days as seemed best to them, but he does it for our profit, so that we might share his apartness, his holiness. Okay? Verse 11. And indeed, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but grievous, but afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. You can also reference Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, Deuteronomy 8, 2 for that. Verse 12. So strengthen the hands which hang down and the weak knees. That's verse 12. Reference Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3. Verse 13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned aside, but instead to be healed. Proverbs 4. Verse 26, Proverbs 4:26. Verse 14, pursue peace with all, and apartness without which no one shall see the master. In other words, stay set apart. Don't partake in things unholy. Verse 15, see to it that no one falls short of the favor of Elohim, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, by which many become defiled. Reference Deuteronomy 29, verse 18. Deuteronomy 29, verse 18. Verse 16. Listen to this. Lest there be anyone who whores. In other words, go out after women. And we've had brothers fall away over women. Or a profane one like Esau, who for a single meal sold his birthright. Okay, a profane one, like Esau, sold it for a bowl of pottage. Reference Genesis, chapter 25, verses 29 through 34. Pardon me. 29 through 34. Verse 17. For you know that afterward, when he wished to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it with tears. Genesis 27, verses 30 through 40. Genesis 27, 30 through 40. Verses 18 and 19. For you have not drawn near to a mountain touched and scorched with fire, and to blackness and darkness and storm. Verse 19, and a sound of a trumpet and a voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that no further word should be spoken to them. Reference Deuteronomy for 18 and 19. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Chapter 5, verses 22 through 27. 5:22 through 27. Exodus chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. Exodus 19, verses 16 through 22. And chapter 20, verses 18 through 21. 20, 18 through 21. Verse 20. For they could not bear what was commanded. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot through with an arrow. Exodus 19, verses 12 and 13. Exodus 19, verses 12 and 13. Verse 21. And so fearsome was the sight that Moshe said, I exceedingly fear and tremble. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 19. Deuteronomy 9, 19. Verse 22. But you have drawn near to Mount Zion and to the city of the living Elohim and to the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of messengers. Verse 23. To the entire gathering and assembly of the firstborn having been enrolled in heaven, and to Elohim, the judge of all, and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. Verse 24. And to Yahshua, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, which speaks better than the blood of Habel. Genesis 4, verse 10. 4:10. Verse 25. Take heed not to refuse the one speaking, for of those did not escape who refused the warning on earth, much less we who turn away from him from heaven. Exodus 20, verse 22. Exodus 20, 22. Verse 26. Whose voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shall shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. Reference, Haggai, chapter 2, verse 6. Haggai 2, 6, verse 27. And this, yet once more, makes clear the removal of what is shaken, as having been made, so that the unshaken might remain. Verse 28. Therefore, receiving an unshakable rain, let us hold thee favor, through which we serve Elohim pleasingly, with reverence and awe. Verse 29, and the end of chapter 12. For indeed, our Elohim is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. Deuteronomy 4, 24. And I am almost out of time. That's why I did not get into chapter 13. I will do that on the next show. And then we will be getting into the book of James. And James only has 5 chapters, so that'll be a short one. And it does not have all the notes that some of them have. It has some notes, but not as many as Hebrews. Hebrews is loaded with notes. So I'll catch you on the next show. We will finish Hebrews and get into the book of James. It's always a pleasure. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll play some outro music, and I'll catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war.